The longest rail link in the world, dubbed the Silk Road Express, connects the industrial hub of Yiwu on the east coast of China with the Spanish capital Madrid. The link, first established last year, is part of the Chinese government's plans to create a 21st century Silk Road and boost trade with both Central Asia and Europe. The first direct freight train from China to Madrid carrying Christmas paraphernalia arrived in December. It returned, laden with wine and olive oil, in time for the Chinese New Year in February. Since then, there have been three more round trips from Yiwu to Madrid. The journey, spanning over 8,000 miles, cuts across 8 different countries, which has created logistical issues, as the cargo has to be moved onto different trains 3 different times along the route because of incompatible rail gauges in different countries. Still, analyst Mario Esteban from the Elcano Royal Institute, a Spanish think tank, says sending material along the line poses fewer security risks than using sea lanes.
Most of the trade between China and Europe goes by the sea because it is cheaper, even though it takes a bit more of time. What's the problem? The long sea route passes by very sensitive strategic areas, such as Strait of Malacca or the Gulf of Aden.
Another issue is cost. Sending goods via rail costs $5,000 per container, which is more expensive than shipping by sea. However, Zhang Ruijie, a top manager at a Chinese import-export firm, says sending non-perishables by train still makes economic sense.
The time it takes to ship is much faster than traditional sea shipping. The train takes about 18 to 21 days. It's about twice the speed of shipping by sea, although it's longer than air transport. The cost of shipping by train is far more economical. As a result, we choose to import our goods by train.
It is also more environmentally friendly than road transport, which would produce 114 tons of CO2 to shift the same volume of goods compared to the 44 tons produced by the train, a 62% reduction according to analysts. The rail link connecting China to Spain is one of the several rail connections between China and Europe. Another route runs between Chongqing and the German trading hub of Duisburg 5 times a week. There is also another rail link between Beijing and Germany's second largest city, Hamburg, which has cut down transportation time to just 20 days. China is European Union's biggest source of imports, and the EU is China's largest trading partner. The Chinese government plans to invest billions of dollars more in the future through the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank to create more infrastructure projects through Central Asia. For CRI, I'm Purnima Veerasekara.